other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a powerful transmission lined up for you today on this 25th day of August, this Tuesday edition. Thank you so much for joining us on the 25th day of August, 2009. We have Dr. Meir Eisenstein, who I've interviewed many times over the years, but it's been probably 2 years since I've had him on. He has one of the biggest practices, medical practices, in Illinois, and he's one of the people that's helped publish the studies showing that out of the hundreds of thousands of Amish that live in Illinois and surrounding states, none of them have autism or the other brain degenerative diseases. Doesn't exist. Of course, autism 50 years ago and back didn't exist either. But now some schools, a third of the children have it, huge wings of people hit by the chemical weapons. The chemical lobotomy takes hold a little bit stronger than it's meant to. It's just meant to make you subservient and docile and dull. So we'll be breaking that down and tying it in to the mandatory swine flu inoculations that the government is proposing for the fall. And I have a AP article, also a French news agency article. They have similar headlines. White House swine flu could kill 90,000 in the United States. That's what they are predicting. Now, the regular seasonal flu kills 36,000+, just shy of a few hundred, of 37,000, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Now, talking to many different medical doctors and statisticians, they say it's probably closer to 15,000, but a lot of 85, 90-year-old people that already have cancer or other complications and infections, they'll get hit by the flu in the flu season, and it will be the final thing that pushes them over the edge. So you're really talking 15,000 or so that really die of the flu every year. And it's normally low-income people that live alone because nobody can get them up out of bed after 3 days of not being able to drink water. They basically pass out from dehydration and die. So why all the hype? Why all the fear? Less than 2,000 deaths in the U.S. from swine flu. Less than 2,000 worldwide, excuse me. Less than 200 nationwide in the U.S. May have passed 200. It was 200 last week, right under 200. Why all the fear-mongering? Why all the scaremongering? It's a very, very important question that all of us should be asking ourselves. Why all the pre-preparation before this flu was released? Clearly, this is a staged event. The question is, how bad is the staged event going to be? What are they planning? We know it's staged, but and we've got a good idea of what they're planning to stage. But we know a staged event's going on. The details, though, still are somewhat nebulous, though they're becoming more and more defined by the millisecond. So that is our sole guest today. We're going to have open phones throughout the full 4 hours. I'll give that number out coming up in the next segment. Their phones aren't open yet because I want to tell you about some of the other topics and important issues that affect humankind on this planetoid we call terra firma. I have a huge stack of massive government censorship of the media, the web, free speech, talk radio. And, yes, it's really happening, and we're going to go over it today. And they're calling for my censorship as well. Then we're going to get into all the other financial news I have here in front of me. And more on authorities prepare to seize kids during swine flu pandemic. Also, I'm going to play when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv next hour. We're going to do 3 hours a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to play the new trailer for Fall of the Republic. Stay with us.
A If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
About 10 minutes in the middle of the next hour. She's at Martha's Vineyard, raining on Obama, the fake anti-war candidate's parade, and of course illustrating how the controlled corporate media only behaves like they're anti-war occasionally right before an election so they can continue the illusion of choice in this country between the Republicans and the Democrats. So they're illustrating the hypocrisy, the fraud that is Barack H. Obama, is Cindy Sheehan and a bunch of other peace activists. You can love him or hate him, even if you were pro-war, but you've got to respect the fact that she's not like the other peace activists that were foundation-controlled, big-money-controlled, that were only anti-war when Bush was in power because there was no chance of stopping it. That is coming up today in the middle of the second hour. In the third hour, I have a medical doctor, Dr. Eisenstein, coming on about the swine flu vaccine. autism, mercury in the vaccines, and a lot more. And remember how you heard the last 6-7 years that there was no mercury in vaccines? It was a conspiracy theory. But anytime you actually go to the doctor or to a vaccination clinic, an inoculation clinic, and you ask to see the insert with the ampules, with the injectors, it will tell you that there is thimerosal or mercury in it. Just all lies, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they do. So we're going to cover the headline and the story. White House says swine flu could kill 90,000 in the United States. And these different international swine flu conferences with the federal government preparing mass graves, mass quarantines, lockdowns of U.S. cities, 400,000 regular Army and Marines to occupy the United States. Now, that doesn't mean this is going to happen. It means they're floating the trial balloon to see if the suckers will buy it. And a lot of people aren't, but the establishment is behaving as if they're going to continue this. Also, Admiral Mullen is worried over public support for Afghan war. That's why he's running around all over TV lying to people with psyops against the enemy, which is the American people. Pentagon admits they work for foreign offshore banks, and their job in psych warfare is to make sure the troops don't wake up and the people don't wake up. And he's there, again, posing and prancing around on stage in his fancy admiral's uniform, like something out of a Latin American third world dictatorship would wear. He's up there prancing around with like 14 stars on his shoulder, like, again, like some Mexican dictator or something, or Guatemalan or North Korean dictator, or I guess Eastern Bloc dictator. So Mullen worried over public support for Afghan war. Afghan conflict seriously deteriorating, says Mullen. All it is a bunch of different warlords fighting over the opium. I mean, you got $400-500 billion a year conservatively coming out of there in opium and smack for stupid Western kids to use. I mean, you know, this is important. Admiral Mullen's got a job. Bring that smack in. You're not going to let other warlords have it. I mean, come on. So that's the job here. He's a businessman. And if it takes a few thousand dead American troops, so be it. They signed up for it. They signed up to be injected with cancer viruses as well. Renditions may continue under interrogation unit. New York Times spins this article about wonderful secret arrest, secret torture in foreign Eastern European death dungeons. So we'll go over that. Also, you better not criticize Obama about that, though. Look at this Times of London article. You know, we here in America see these pundits like Chris Matthews and Carlos Watson and Rachel Maddow and Keith Olbermann and countless others. And they're doing it on CNN now, too, but they're really bad on MSNBC. And they say, don't use the word socialist. It's code for N-word. And now you see all over the country, they're pulling down the Obama Joker posters in the news saying, here's a headline, freedom of hate speech or possible hate crime. Now, this is from Texas to Florida to New York, everywhere. Because the general public, if you told a certain percentage of the general public to go jump off a cliff or they're racist, they would literally go jump off cliffs. Because it's all, they love their white guilt. They live for it. And then there's people who live to invoke it, the poverty pimps, the big Annenberg and Ford Foundation pimps, like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party in general, but Republicans use it as well. Barack Obama is a master of it. And they just invoke it. They just hold up the idol of race and say, you're not allowed to have an opinion on politics. You're not allowed to be politically involved, or you are a racist. And in Europe, you know, first they ban denying the Holocaust. First they ban running around doing the Hitler salute 30 years ago. And it sounded reasonable. You know, a bunch of skinheads running around screaming, Heil Hitler, it's unsavory. But even if you disagree with a bunch of drunken skinheads in suspenders screaming and yelling, Heil Hitler, you know, Hail 88 and the rest of it, if you take their right to free speech, it's over. They're going to take your right. And now they've already passed laws in several European countries. They send police to question you. Even in England, it's starting. If you deny man-made global warming, Take Robin Page, BBC presenter. I use that example a lot because there's readily available articles on it. We had him on the show. We got to get Robin Page, host of One Man and His Dog, back on. I don't even know that show's still a very popular show for decades, very long running. He would travel to different towns by foot every week's episode and then sample their local beers, their local microbrews, and sample their local dishes. He spoke at a rural affairs outdoor conference where they were banning all forms of hunting and ancestral type activity, cultural identity. And he said, you know, by the way, he's a liberal. He said, we rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. They came and arrested him and said the word homosexual has been deemed painful. Well, heterosexual, homosexual. They arrest you in Europe if you use the word Negro, Anglo, Negro. These are just scientific words. But the public is so dumbed down and so religious that the government can say, well, now they're expanding it in England, in Scotland, and in Ireland under EU rules. It says blackball, oops, sorry, veto, racist everyday phrases, Times of London headline. It could be construed as a black day for the English language, but not if you work in the public sector. Now, black day does not mean racist. Black day means it's a dark day, clouds hanging over. No, it's a bright day. But see, they want to make you think along racial lines. They're the ones invoking race and class and separation. They invoke it as the imperial great game of divide and conquer in the name of fighting it. So now people do take offense. You say, man, it's a black day or a dark day indeed. You know, Darth Vader is wearing a shiny black kind of hybrid samurai outfit. That's really what it's modeled after. I mean, is that anti-Japanese? Is it anti-black person? No, it's meant to radiate power. You know, tall, dark, and handsome. It's again, but they make dark. See, by doing this, the way to counter them, and nobody does this, is with the truth. You don't say that's ridiculous. Dark day means a lot of clouds. You go, you're invoking race. You're race pimping. You're dividing people. Darth Vader has a black armored exoskeleton because black is seen as ominous and powerful. Darth Vader means dark father in some Northern European language. I forget. Is it Dutch? The issue here is that, but yes, there are now discussions in Europe about it's wrong to have Darth Vader being black. It means it's racist. So when they come out and they say it's racist to say the word socialist, or it's racist to criticize Obama, and that's all over the news now, they just say, you're just racist. It isn't that I'm against Obama because he's anti-gun or pro-global carbon tax and eugenics, or double the funding for forced abortions in China and abortions in Africa. No. See, really killing black people, really actually murdering them with soft kill vaccines, that's a good thing, according to these people. Because when Carlos Watson and all these other guys get up on TV and they say you're a racist if you criticize Obama, they know full well it's not. They're playing the divide and conquer game. They're playing the imperial game. They're there dividing the people. So when they train you to not use the word dark or black in any connotation of negativity, they are invoking that everyone think about race. It's a form of superstition. You don't think about science and mathematics and art and beauty and literature, a universal language. You don't come together through ideas and commune. You don't live in peace. Everything is racial. Everything is seen as racial. Everything is seen as tribal. And so they're going to arrest you if you say dark day, black day. We're going to go over this and then get into the attack on Glenn Beck. They know if they can sink Glenn Beck as the case point example. Love him or hate him, and I certainly don't like him because he's a Trojan horse in his own right. But the point is, if they can boycott him off the air, like they did Limbaugh in the mid-90s, early 90s, was it 92 they boycotted him off air? 91? If they can do that, then they've won against the First Amendment. So I'm coming after you, all of you Nazi scumbag censors. I'm calling you race pimp, racial dividers out. You're racist trash.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
I mean, think about how wicked it is, how Soviet it is. That's how they'd come into Eastern Bloc countries and play different ethnic groups off against each other. Think about how they've created all these hate crimes and hate laws and hate speech, and now they're coming out saying, you're not allowed to say socialist, you're not allowed to say man-made global warming isn't real, you're not allowed to hand over your property to us. These are hardcore psychological tyrants, thugs. And We need to do a big master article on this. Paul Watson or Kurt Nemo needs to. Because for years, I've read to people what the yearly meeting of this private government slash corporate consortium known as Internet 2, they meet, they openly, their corporate minutes are public, saying we're going to shut down the web, we're going to take it over, we're going to end net neutrality, we're going to have governments tax and regulated, and it's only going to be a few thousand channels, our channels. And then now they're beginning to phase it in. And the New York Times comes out, they're always the mouthpiece, and says, oh, we need a kindler, gentler, safer, gatekeeper Internet. And you've got more than 10 different senators. I was counting them up this morning. More than 10 senators. I quit counting at 10 that have called to reintroduce the Fairness Doctrine, but over the Internet with FCC regulatory control over the Internet. And any term I'm saying, you can search engine it and pull up hundreds of mainstream articles, but posing it like it's good. And now under Cybersecurity Act, Obama admits it allows the government to shut down the web to, quote, save it, and by law orders all ISPs, even small ones, any backbone company or any backbone infrastructure at their own cost to put in government snooping hubs. Now, at least with the Telecommunications Act of 96, AT&T and all the big ones got paid $9 billion, and then in yearly it's over $1 billion, to put in huge snooping floors in all their facilities. Now the government just says, no, you know what? You're going to pay, and we're going to snoop. If you want to be hooked to the web in a big backbone capacity, which there's tens of thousands of companies that do this, you are going to be under federal control. That's mainstream. Just search the term Obama to take over Internet, and you'll get Mother Jones, Associated Press. These are not right-wing groups saying this. I'm not right-wing. I want freedom. You know what I want? I want to be left alone. You understand? I want parasites off my back. Now, that said, you got all the censorship in Europe. You've got all these squads. Headline, BBC, over 100 arrested in hate raid. And it said that sitting in restaurants and bars, if they hear a list of hundreds of racial terms, they slam you on the ground and arrest you. They come up and ask anyone at a park walking their dog, are you a pedophile in England? This happened basically to the Wall Street Journal reporter that was here. It happens to everybody I know. When you go to England, you get questioned. I have two employees or two contractors that do work on the websites. They're not technically employees over in England, the Watson brothers. They get stopped every couple of weeks and questioned at checkpoints. I mean, folks, it's happening. Now, all of this going on, you can't be in denial about it. But just like they've introduced all these anti-gun bills and they deny they've introduced them, or just like they deny they're building mass graves and preparing forced inoculations while they openly set it up, it's the same thing here. Well, here's the New York Times today. FTC to assess business of news. Federal Trade Commission is going to talk about regulating through the Commerce Clause the speech of the media. And it says the federal government's looking into deciding what is accurate and what isn't, and how to regulate blogs. Exactly what Senator Jay Rockefeller's called for, saying we'd be better off not having an Internet. These people mean business. And if you don't think they can shut the web down, here's just one way. You know they don't let Google Phone, now used by tens of millions of people, basically it's free unless you want to do far and long distance, then it's near close to free. Texting is free on those networks because it doesn't cost the companies anything. It's already on the backbone, the way it's explained by IT people. AT&T and iPhone, Apple, will not allow Google phones to call iPhones. See, that's what the future of the web. That phone system is on the Internet. That's how net neutrality ending works. It just goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. It's already happening. You understand? And then you read and they go, oh, isn't it wonderful? The government's going to decide what's news and what isn't. It isn't enough they spend tens of billions a year on fake news and news packages under Clinton and Bush, and now under Obama, it's worse. Fake news. This is bipartisan. Now they want to restrict our free speech in the United States of America. So I'm going to go over the boycott against Glenn Beck, the boycotts against Michael Savage, these attacks. If they're able to shut down the speech of these admittedly, well, Beck is clownish, then they can shut down everybody's. We better stand behind Glenn Beck. and Michael Savage. And you know I've been critical of both of them, but we are forced to.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
During the break, I was walking through the coffee room, and one of the televisions we've got on in there had Obama introducing and nominating Ben Bernanke to another term at the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And it was this archetypal shot, even though it's all heavily CIA scripted and the rest of it. The shot of Bernanke from the pool camera was through the teleprompter, and he looks like some type of blue-skinned gamelon or something. He looks like a complete devil, and it also just illustrates how it's all staged, the great teleprompter shot that I just saw. In fact, we just so happen to be recording it. We record a bunch of different channels in case we catch enemy operations, which are ongoing, but particularly good tidbits. Maybe we'll grab a clip off that DVD that's burning in there and later play a clip on the show when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up. All right, getting back to censorship, and then I'm later going to get into the whole Bernanke situation. Well, let me just throw the phone number out right now. It's 1-800-259-9231. If you want to chime in on the mass graves, the mass quarantine preparations, their plans to take your children unannounced from schools to FEMA centers for forced inoculations, the plans to use 400,000 regular army troops in the United States, it's mainstream news, just the complete tyranny that's unfolding. 1-800-259-9231. White House says swine flu to kill 90,000 in the U.S. I'm glad that they are the great Karnak, even better than Late Night with Mr. Carson, Johnny Carson. Here's Johnny and the great Karnak. You know, he'd hold the envelopes up to his head. You know, the establishment likes to lie and be caught lying. They're just training you to just accept the fact you're going to be lied to. But FTC to assess business of news, New York Times, just about everyone from the general public to news executives has an opinion about the future of journalism. Now the Federal Trade Commission is stepping into the debate. Oh, we're glad the Trade Commission is going to be over our free speech now. The commission is planning 2 days of workshops in December titled From Town Criers to Bloggers. How will journalism survive the Internet age? Ah, the government's going to decide. They're the experts to examine the state of the news industry. Then you read into this article, it says, you know, they may need to license bloggers. They may need to control what we do. More often, the FTC tends to organize workshops related to consumer product issues like mortgage fraud. But John Leibowitz, the FTC chairman, said the agency has taken a look at other industries through workshops on hospital competition, food marketing, and the patent system. Journalism's future falls in the agency's purview, he said. Oh, we're glad that the future of free speech is, you know, under you. Competition among news organizations involves more than just price. Oh, they're going to decide more than just how it's delivered to you on cable and things. Oh, Mr. Leibowitz said in an interview. Disclosure, Mr. Leibowitz is married to Ruth Marcus, an editor at the Washington Post. Oh. But he said the commissioners, who are a mix of Democrats and Republicans, are supportive of his workshops. Oh, that's a little focus group. Oh, the people. We had a little expert panel, and they agree we should take over. Because if you actually read what he's been saying, he's saying, you can just Google his name and license bloggers, then you'll see it. Though some may be uncomfortable with government oversight of any aspect of journalism. Oh, some. See, they minimize with deceptive words. Well, you have no jurisdiction under the First Amendment, you stupid twit. Well, you're not stupid, you cold-blooded anti-American piece of filth. I mean, we got real hardcore commissars here. Every day I probably see 20 articles just as bad as this. Do you understand? I'm sick of people accusing me of exaggerating. We're under full-bore assault by the New World Order here, people. They're openly announcing banks of the world and carbon taxes and home inspectors and everything else. This isn't a... Oh, man, I'm getting sick of it. This isn't a game. Just wake up and defend the republic or it's going down. Do you want to be fed on by control freak parasites? Well, then you better grow up, people. You better grow a backbone and get angry. You better get angry. You better get your guts back. You better get your instincts back. What is your problem? How are some of you out there not completely upset about what's going on here? You stupid fools that email me all day and comment on all our YouTube videos constantly. Arrest Alex Jones. He's a racist. He's KKK. He just doesn't like our black president. Boycott him. And then mainstream newspapers and international Spanish-speaking TV saying it. You people are sick filth. You're enemies of everything that's free. You understand, you trash? You're not going to shut me up or anybody else up. You understand me, criminals? You think calling for my arrest all over the news is going to shut me up, you pieces of trash? That only confirms everything I've said is true and correct, and that everybody's got to get together against you right now. I just can't handle any more. These people make me so sick. Listen to this. Though some, see, they act like now it's a minority issue, and you know, not that it's an absolute guarantee. It's, well, some may not like the government running what they can and can't say. You know, it's real good. See, and the government's going to implode and consolidate the media. There's a vertical integration going on right now. And they're going to tell the media, you keep your job if you go along with censorship. And then they're now all lining up to attack dog. Because most people sell their mother out for a stick of bubble gum. Though some may be uncomfortable with government oversight of any aspect of journalism, yeah, we're just upset that you've taken over the churches with clergy response teams against the First Amendment. We're just upset they spend tens of billions a year in fake news and propaganda and product placement, government information placement, I call propaganda placement. Yeah, as if that isn't enough. And as if four companies owning 94% and growing of the media isn't enough, now we got to have government oversight over the 6% of us that are out there that are getting the entire audience because people figured out you're a pack of liars. Hey, look, it's too late for you criminals. You could shut us all down today. That probably only made people wake up faster, you pieces of trash. And, folks, they are pieces of trash. I mean, when they come out and start trying to restrict the First Amendment, that means they want to take your property, take your house, take your kids, put you in camps. That's what comes next with this. You understand? They built those stinking camps. They're in the news telling you how great they are for you right now. Though some may be uncomfortable with government oversight of any aspect of journalism, the FTC seems to be attempting to play at facilitating a public educational role in gathering together various disciplines and perspectives to talk about the crisis in mainstream journalism, said Neil Harry, a professor and dean at the Graduate School of Journalism at the University of California, Berkeley. Yeah, some guy that writes one thing a month and gets a big paycheck, some lazy person. The government's willingness to raise the profile on the issue and to help explain why it's important for national conversation, I think, in general, is welcome. Oh, great, you got some tenured little pimp in the fake parasite system that doesn't produce anything, telling us, see, the whole article's about introducing the idea. Oh, well, some may not like it, but this professor, he's smart and you're not. He says people welcome this. That being said, the industry may still have to fend for itself for solutions to its major problems. Oh, it has to fend for itself, the government. See, that's like, oh, we wish the government would get involved. We're talking about government bailouts for mainstream media. That, in the end, will be the work of journalists, business thinkers, entrepreneurs, engineers, theologists, and people ourselves, said Henry. A report will be issued about the workshops that will make recommendations to lawmakers on changes in policies on anything ranging from taxation of news organizations to copyright issues, Mr. Leibowitz said. He said no specific issues had been chosen, but you go read what they're actually saying. This is a whitewash article. They're talking about, in fact, I covered this a month ago. Licensed bloggers, just Google that term and there'll be a bunch of government people and senators saying it. Print me a few. Thank you. I don't want to just mention it. I don't want to have it. Thank you. We really want to keep an open mind, Mr. Leibowitz said. The workshops will help because we don't have a sense of empirical of the nature of the problem, he said. Let me tell you the problem. It's because everybody knows you're a pack of special interest scum. And then I've got another FTC article where they're talking about regulating the news. Oh, here's one. Swine flu could strain U.S. healthcare system. White House says that's why we need socialized healthcare. That's exactly what the congressmen have been saying. Paul Brown and former Congressman Army. I'm not saying Army's perfect. I'm just quoting what he said. And he's saying the government's going to use this to pass socialized health care. And that's right. That's what I've been saying for the last 6-7 months. They're going to use this flu crisis for everything. And I've been saying that before it showed up. I saw their preconditioning. So we're going to go over that. But getting back into free speech and then your phone calls. The establishment means business, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're all over the news calling me a hate criminal, freedom of hate speech, calling for my arrest. In all these different newspapers, in Florida, in Orlando, in Claremont, in Hays County, all over on international Spanish TV. We posted those clips. And when you see them, when they email us and they call, and they've already done it to some of our sponsors, and they've already done it, our sponsors just increase the amount they're spending on the show because they're not giving in to tyranny. They're not giving in to just a few fake phone calls from people. And that's all this is. These are people that if they can intimidate free speech in America, they will legally shut it down through fraudulent laws. They will do it legislatively. And they're doing this to everybody. They are bullying everybody. They're getting radio shows shut down. They're going after independent newspapers. If you criticize the president in any way, they start threatening you. They are coming to town hall meetings on video in outside St. Louis and other places. You can just, people always, when I mention that, say, where's the video? Well, learn to use a search engine. Just type Obama supporters attack man, Obama supporters attack woman. I mean, there's a whole bunch of these. They come up, punch you in the nose, then the media later reports that you attacked them. So it's remember Obama during the campaign in Vermont and Illinois and Missouri said, don't criticize Obama or you'll be arrested. It's illegal. And they had police on the news announcing it. We got a clip of that in the new trailer for Fall of the Republic. This is really going on. And, you know, I didn't get as much resistance under Bush with people saying, arrest me, shut me down. I got some of it. And you know why I don't like Glenn Beck? He said, arrest people that are these 9/11 truthers. He said, they're terrorists, they're dangerous, we need the army to watch them. Showing he was reading internal Homeland Security reports that later became public under Obama. Yeah, that stuff was put out under Bush. The Mayak report and the Homeland Security report. See, it's bipartisan. And he came out, and so did MSNBC. They said, taser the 9/11 truthers, arrest them, don't let them stand on street corners. And they staged an event where they came out of the shadows in New York with a lady in a wheelchair, ran it into German Talis. Thank God the Secret Service wouldn't lie on the stand and admitted that actually they'd attacked him, and the whole trial fell apart, and he was found not guilty. Yes, we have people coming out of shadows with wheelchairs on us. I have feds coming up and asking me if I want to attack the State Department, you know. And if I said yes, I'd be arrested instantly. Or if I even joked around and said, oh, sure. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. And so, but even though Beck's an operative, they are using him as a case point example. In fact, it may even be his job with his $50 million contract to be destroyed. I don't know. But now he's a figurehead for free speech. He must be defended. You understand that? I don't think Savage is a figurehead. I think he genuinely believes the stuff he says. I agree with about 80% of it. The point is, when they tried to boycott him and tried to ban him from England, I came out in support of him. Even though he'd called for arresting anti-war demonstrators. It doesn't matter. I support the anti-war people. I support Glenn Beck. I support the Black Panthers, some of their groups saying, you know, all whites are evil. Of course, that's foundation-funded racial division to divide and conquer, but liberation theology. But I will just expose it. Because if I take their right away, if I take a Nazi's right, there are some Jewish extremist groups that call for my arrest and stuff on YouTube. I don't call for their free speech to be taken, because if you take anybody's free speech away, it's over. You're supposed to let free speech go to ridiculous lengths until you call for violence on somebody else. And then it's even protected if it's in self-defense. You understand? So we have this absolutely anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-Renaissance, anti-freedom Soviet commissar who just absolutely makes me sick, who talks about racial division, black nationalism, which was funded by the foundations. They said 100 years ago, on record with Margaret Sanger and others, on record, they funded W.D.B. Du Bois and others, E.B. Du Bois. It's all on record. That how do we get blacks to leave? We can't force them back to Africa. They said fund black nationalism, make them stay separate. That's why real white supremacists should love the Ford Foundation. You should love black nationalists. And actually, the Klan and black nationalist groups have had joint meetings together. They go, you stay in your group, I stay in mine. And I'm not up here preaching everybody to go get intermarried. That's your issue. The point is that this is what it is. And so you see these guys that say blacks stick to themselves. They're just as racist as a grand wizard. I mean, why not call these people what they are? And that's what black men see. Now, you start talking to them like this, they melt like the witch and the Wizard of Oz, folks. You come at them and say, I'm not a racist. How dare you say I'm not allowed to criticize the president? How dare you say socialism's racist. That, you know, that's ridiculous. And then say, oh, I love black people. I promise, I like you. You're playing in. You go, no, you're a poverty pimp, race pimp, who wants people to think about race on every issue. You're trying to chill free speech in America. You're trying to make people get in each other's throats, you son of a bitch. I've had enough of your racist crap. I want to live in peace with people. Excuse me, but it has to be said. And that's what people like Van Jones do. I challenge him to come on here and debate me and to be a man and not to be a foundation-funded race pimp who works for the White House and works for Nancy Pelosi, that gangster. I'm calling you out, you coward, Van Jones. I'm calling you out, you race pimp, you limousine liberal, you people funded by the eugenicists that are killing and aborting your own people. I'm calling all your groups out. I know exactly what you are. I understand exactly what you're doing. And I want you to know I see you. I see you. And I know you see me. And I know you're afraid. Because you should be afraid. I bring liberty and light and freedom and vengeance against corruption. You understand that? And the American people of all race, colors, and creeds and religions are rising up to your tyranny.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
About 6 minutes away from opening the phones up and taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I mean, it's so outrageous how the Soviets and the communist Chinese and others always use racial, religious, or tribal divisions to play people off. Whatever group is dominant, they go to the other sub-tribes or districts. It could be black on black, Muslim on Christian, you know, people from the south against the north. They play divisions off. And they all know exactly what they're doing. They're fully 100% conscious of it. I mean, I read the article earlier on air out of the Times of London where they're saying you're not allowed to say it's a dark day or a black day. You're not allowed to say right hand. That is considered racist now. And it's meant to make you think about if you say, hey, I need to screw a light bulb in, or I think I'm going to paint this wall white, or, yeah, there's a bunch of toothpaste on the ground. Everything you say, you think about race first. It's meant to, when you're not even thinking about it, it's meant to make it a kingdom of racism and division. And then these guys are the self-anointed high priest of this new superstition. They're going to tell you what can be said and what can't. You can't say you're against the health care, government health care. You can't say the word socialism. You can't say Obama's a liar. You can't show Obama as the Joker. You can show Bush. Because we, the high priest of this new superstition, are going to tell you what you can and can't do. I mean, this is mind control. This is re-education. This is how the Soviets took over Europe, Eastern and Southern areas of Europe and Central Europe. I mean, this has been done. People that know history know exactly what this is. And that's why I'm upset. I mean, they really mean to take our guns. They really do. If they could do it, they'd line you up and shoot you in pits. I mean, they really would. I don't think they're going to get that far, but if they use the flu, they might. I mean, these people mean business, folks. They are real. They mean big business. And their business is killing and enslavement. And then I read about this Van Jones boycotting Beck, shutting down his free speech and getting rid of 30-plus of his sponsors. If we don't all stand up with Beck and stand up with others that are being boycotted, these psychological terrorists are going to destroy our free speech in America. And, of course, I attacked Beck when he was trying to restrict my free speech, attacking me by name before. So as bad as Beck is, he's being used as a sacrificial goat to set the precedent. So you better defend this little creature. And this Van Jones is just outrageous, absolutely outrageous. He has a group called The Color of Change. I mean, it's all about race. See, it's about color. It's about division. It's about balkanization. Before I end this hour, I do want to encourage all listeners who are out there. I want to encourage all of you that are tuning in to become PrisonPlanet.tv members, because at the 8 after, we're going to have the last 2 hours and 52 minutes live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going to start taking your phone calls and going over this attack on free speech, not just in the U.S., but worldwide, the takeover of the churches, another violation of the First Amendment, the flu, the wars, the economy, huge, huge second, third, and fourth hour that are coming up today. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.